Four quarters, they lose 102-92. I think at one point when I checked, the Pistons had 6 points in the fourth quarter.
It was a lot of young guys. They're used to playing those college games.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Are we doing halves or quarters, Coach? We're doing quarters. Luca Garza, we were talking about him. He was out there playing last night. His dad's fun.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, for now.
Oh, there'll come a time where we all get sick of him.
Yeah. But Garza, look, he started because Isaiah Stewart was out in the parking lot beating up people. I don't know. Garza looked, I can't figure out that look. Was he scared? Was he fired up? He's fun as hell to watch. I don't know what he's going to become, but God, he plays, they all do. They play their ass off.
Yeah.
But a lot of effort. Anyway, they're on the road tonight in Milwaukee. Oh, my God. Garza gets the Greek Freak tonight.
Oh, jeez. fighting superstars all over the league.
Have fun with that. Hey, we're not done with Jimmy Butler. Now we're going to send you the Greek Freak. Red Wings back in action. They host St. Louis tonight at the Slice. We got Red Wings tickets for Saturday's game with the Sabres, more than one. We'll do that a little bit later. Looks like Jared Goff will be the starting QB tomorrow for the Lions against the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton. Rumors out of Chicago that this is Matt Nagy's last game, win or lose.
Yeah, I think with gone. How many people are saying it, it seems pretty true. Which, if you're the Lions, you are pathetic if you don't lose this, or if you don't win this game.
Okay, well, first of all, don't say that, because we're 0-for. We're already
this
pathetic.
This game, though, their coach is literally,
don't
he knows
put
he's
expectations
gone.
On the Lions. What the hell are you doing? No.
Like, you're literally playing a team that doesn't have a coach, just a guy hanging out for another day.
Okay. When you go to a bar and a really pretty girl dances with you, you don't think to yourself, wow, I'm dancing with a pretty girl. You just live in the moment. If you're the Lions, don't tell me there's expectations. I don't need to know. I don't want to know anything else other than we suck, we're horrible, we're underdogs. But yes, they should have.
Come on.
My God. If you don't lose... All right, college football playoff rankings are out. Georgia, Ohio State, Cincinnati makes it in there. Alabama's number 3, Cincinnati's number 4.
Yep.
And then you got Michigan and Notre Dame. Obviously, the game on Saturday, Ohio State, Michigan. So Cincinnati's in. They got 2 more games. I think the AAC championship game is it Memphis? It's a top 25 team.
I think they'll be all right. I think they'll stay in that top 4.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they've got 2 games left. I don't see a way for them. If they win both games, they're not going to get bumped out.
No, not if you win, especially if they go out and roll them like they did last week.
Sure.
Because that's what got them in. And really, all that's going to change is that number 2 spot. I mean, 2 and 3. Because if Michigan beats Ohio State.
What do you mean if?
They're going to.
Where the hell's your confidence?
I'm going to sell my soul to later on today for it.
Okay.
Sacrifice it. But if they win, they'll probably jump Cincy and go to 3. And then Alabama will move to 2. Georgia will be 1.
Okay, I know what you're getting to, but the easiest way to digest this.
Yeah.
Ohio State and Michigan, only one of them is getting in the Final 4.
Right.
Alabama, if they lose to Georgia in the SEC title game, it's tough to put them in.
It's
true.
They're
a 2-loss team. The other team who's lurking is Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Notre Dame's going to win out.
Well, then, and Ohio State will be a 2-loss team, so they're done.
Stop. Stop. I'm trying to do this on a top-level thing. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Quit making deep dives into college football. Save yourself. You got a whole family coming over tomorrow. You don't need this right now. Quit doing the deep dive on this. Michigan wins out, they're in. Ohio State wins out, they're in. Alabama loses, Notre Dame may wind up in the 4.
Right.
So there you go. That's it.
Okay,
don't overthink it.
I'm done.
God, you're going to have dinner at 8 o'clock tomorrow night at this rate. What are you doing to yourself, Ryan? Pace yourself, man. It's 6:04. We got a long time to go here. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. You know, DraftKings is a website where you go online and then you play casino games. Sometimes they have this one. And the code CSX, if you put it in CSX, I'll send you another code. You are so into... Saturday, I'm coming over around noon to watch the game with you.
No, you're not.
Yeah, why not? Come on.
No. Nope.
You're my little Buckeye.
I don't even let my brother come over.
Okay. Sitting here just messing around in the studio. I'm nervous. I don't know that I want to hit these buttons. I'm nervous.
You okay?
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, I'm okay, but driving in, nobody was on the roads this morning. I got here in negative 3 minutes. I got here before I left my house. There was nobody on the roads today. So, all right. Working my way to the back. Working my way to the back. Is anybody up? Does anybody know what time it is? Does anybody really care? 248-398-9279. Are you working this morning? We want to hear from you. Got your boots on. It's something we call a
boot check.
Boot check. 248-398-9279. I hope Steve's not listening this morning. We may get smacked for this one. Buddy of mine said nobody works till 9 o'clock in Detroit. We've all become 9-to-5ers. He was mad about it. I'm like, no, we work early.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
But I'm not sure about today. You ever seen traffic that light?
No, there was nobody.
Nobody. Who's got the least traffic in America? We do.
I'm pretty sure it's either people are not working, just taking it off, or your uncle who promised to have a bunch of deer meat for Thanksgiving.
He's still out hunting.
Who hasn't gotten one yet? Yeah. He's trying to cut it close. I swear, I'm gonna bag a big one for us this year.
How many points on the what? The buck? Yeah. All right. So what we're gonna do is 248-398-9279 is our house phone. It's old school radio. We're gonna throw you on the phone, on the air. So you're gonna be live. The Mongoose is warning people. We've gone 8 straight days.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yep.
So we're doing well.
Come on.
Line 3. Boot check! Who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, got your boots on?
Since 3:30 this morning.
Yes, sir. He's working. What are you doing?
I'm a garbage man picking up dumpsters.
Man, we appreciate you being out there. Who do you want to say hi to?
My brother Ken, my cousin Tom, and all the other guys working at Republic Waste.
There is. Happy Thanksgiving, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man. You too.
What? Line 4.
Boot check!
Who's this?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. You got your boots on?
I do have my boots on this morning.
And where are we working?
General Mills Supply in Wickham.
Hey, all right, who do you want to say hi to?
Let's say hi to Billy on the plastic side, because he's always listening to you guys in the morning.
Hi, Billy.
What's
on the
up,
plastic
Billy?
Side. All right, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, okay?
Thank you, too, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Line 5.
Boot check!
Who's this?
This is Ryan. How you doing?
Good, Ryan. You got your boots on?
Got my boots on, ready to go to work, baby.
Where do you work, baby?
We're working down here at downtown Detroit at the Hudson site.
How's that going, man? It feels like we're kind of making some progress.
Making progress, staying safe, staying warm.
Yep, yeah.
Staying focused.
All right, brother.
I wish all my brother union workers, you know, happy, safe Thanksgiving.
Amen. You have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving, bud.
All right, you as well.
There you go. Yeah, they are making. Have you been down there?
Not recently, no.
Drive by and check it out, man. You could definitely see.
Yeah.
It's like that next tier is coming over
there.
The Hudson Building. Line 1.
Boot check!
Who's this?
This is Pete from Wyandotte.
Hey, Pete. Got your boots on?
Yes, sir. Heading into work.
Yes, sir! And where do you work?
I work at International Warehousing Services. We supply automotive parts for, pretty much all of the automotive manufacturers.
Okay. Who do you want to say hi to?
Anybody that's out here on the road, I'm in a big long line of cars here in Pennsylvania going through Brownstown.
Okay. Oh, all right. All right, man. Well, have a great Thanksgiving.
All right. You too, guys.
Later. There he goes. So I was wrong. There are people calling.
Yeah.
Out. You have text messages too?
Oh, yeah. We got a bunch of people on where we got here.
Did Paul's Interior check in?
Paul's Interior, of course
what?
He did. Yeah.
Tim, give him the day off.
Hey, and Michael said, boot check. I'm still working from home. That's why Jim didn't see me on the road. So people are working.
I saw you, Michael.
Yeah.
Hi.
We were in your driveway.
I was watching you sleep. Line 4.
Boot check.
Who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, got your boots on?
Yeah, tennis shoes, but same thing.
That counts. Whatever you wear to work. And where do you work?
I work at PTI Engineered Plastics out on 23 Mile Road.
Okay, and who do you want to say hi to?
Just all the gang there that'll be there. I got to go put my 8 and skate in today.
We used to call it, in radio, the term is 4 in the door. If you have a 4-hour on-air shift, it's 4 in the door. Yeah, it's like, what are you doing today? 4 in the door, baby.
anytime we have a holiday, they make us work 8 hours a day before and after to get our holiday pay. So
remember,
so everybody eats and skates.
Eats and skate. Just remember when someone says, if someone says, "Hey, you leaving early?" I'm like, "You can't miss me if I'm not gone." Just remember that, okay? All right. Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
You too. See ya.
Oh yeah, four in the door, man.
That's funny. That's it,
yeah. Line one. Boot check. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're wonderful. You got your boots on?
I do.
And where are you working?
I am actually going to go babysit the grandkids because my son and daughter-in-law are working today and the kids are out of school.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. And the grandbabies, how old are the grandbabies?
6, 4, and 2.
Oh, nice. Have fun.
You're screwed. Yeah. You can't even play zone defense there. That's, you're done.
Yeah, I know. I'm on my way out to Imlay City to boot. So it takes me an hour to get to them.
Well, you are amazing.
At least you got a long drive to psych yourself up and get ready for it.
Right.
This is true. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, for about an hour. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Marie, we're going to have a little moment of silence later on. Thoughts and prayers for you. So,
all right.
Marie, okay, have a great Thanksgiving. Appreciate you being out there.
You too.
Boot check. What was that? I clearly set the table for
boot
check.
I missed it. It was kind of a cool 1-2 hit, though.
Okay, is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Left-right channel thing?
It's a new one.
Genesis tickets coming up in 20 minutes for Reeling in the Ears. Here's your clue. Peter Wolf needs directions.
Oh, good clue.
Thank you. Genesis Monday night at LCA. Let's get right back to the phones here. Line one. Boot check. Who's this?
Boot check. Dave Sweeney. Sweeney Services. I got my boots on, brothers.
Yeah, Betty. So you're out working all day. What are you doing today?
I'm hanging some trim.
Okay. All right, man. Good on you, brother. Yeah. Well, you have a great Thanksgiving. It's nice to know you're out there.
Yeah, all right, brother. Take care.
Bye. There he goes. Line three. Boot check. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jim from Dexter. I've been having my boots on today since 3:30.
Sure.
I am hiring. I hire nurses for the VA.
You hire nurses? How's that going? Is it because we talk so much about trying to get people in, you know, are you getting nurses?
Yes. Yeah, we have quite a few people are coming to the VA, so it's good for us.
Hey, right now.
It's
good. As a vet, I appreciate the hell out of what the men and women at the VA do every day, man. Please pass along our best to them, okay?
Not a problem. All right. Thanks, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye. I can't make the turkey gobble after every call. Line four.
Boot check.
Who's this?
Morning. This is Brandon.
Brandon, got your boots on?
Hell yeah. Had them on since about 5 o'clock in the morning.
You're damn right.
Working for Demo Man. About to head out to Clarkston and work on Rudy's.
Oh, Rudy's Market.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing a full strip out.
Rudy's Market is magical.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rudy's Market, going to back their deli, their sandwiches and stuff they make. Dude, okay, now we're hungry. Yeah. Damn it. All right.
What's a full strip out?
We're pretty much taking everything from the floor to the ceiling, all of it. All of it out, throwing it at dumpsters, and then we're taking it and taking the dumpsters to the dump and everything.
All right, that makes sense. I didn't know what that meant.
Well, no, it means different things, though. Like, for example, a full strip out here means Ryan has $100 in singles and he's going to 8 Mile.
Well, that's where my head was going.
So it's a totally different thing. Yeah, yeah. It's a totally different thing.
I know Rudy's just getting wild on the Wednesday
right over there.
Thanksgiving,
man. Okay. Hey, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to y'all, too.
All right, later. There we go.
He's just calling for a boot check.
And he's also getting dragged into like some porn conversation. Hey! Line three. Boot check. Who's this?
Boot check. This is Chuck and John from Taylor, Michigan.
Hey, buddy.
On my way to work.
And where do you work?
I work out of Toledo, Ohio. I'm a truck driver. I'm going to be heading down to North Carolina.
Oh, so you're on the road for Thanksgiving. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be back, but it'll be about 6:30, 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Oh, you get the good leftovers then, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay,
get the leftovers.
Well,
but, you know, it is what it is. I got to get that automotive delivered, right?
We appreciate the hell out of that here in Detroit, man. You be safe out there. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Thanks, man. Line one. Boot check. Who's this?
What's going on, guys? This is Sean from Lincoln Park. How's it going?
It's him again. Okay, yeah, it's the guy with a better voice than us.
Hey, Sean,
whatever,
what's going on, man?
How you doing, Sean?
Not bad, not bad. Technically, I don't have my boots on today. I got my shoes on. I couldn't get my boots on this morning.
That counts.
Took a fall off.
Okay.
Took a fall off a high-low. I have a cast on, so.
Oh, no!
Oh, man.
Yeah, I actually had to go out and buy Velcro shoes. I can't tie my shoes. One of the kids at work says, how old are you, dude? You got Velcro shoes on. You better watch what you say.
You fell off a high-low, and they're giving you crap.
Wait, did you send us a picture earlier this week?
It was one of those situations where I was here at 6 in the morning, and I was glad there was no one else to see me do it.
Did you send us a picture earlier this week telling us you got your first old man shoes? Was that you?
No, somebody else with Velcro shoes.
Okay.
Great, I want to hear you. I'll come back on the Crocs later on this week.
There you go. All right, Sean. Well, we'll have somebody come by. And
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. And well, if you need to, we'll have somebody come by and put all your food in a blender so you can drink it. Because apparently you're getting that.
Well, you know what? I do occasionally need help with my zipper. It's an adventure trying to do it with my left hand.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
That's why I got out of the Navy. Anyway, all right. Talk to you soon. Bye, Sean.
Take it easy, man.
Bye.
God. Oh, man, what's going on?
You fall off a high-low, the people are going, what are you, old man? Yeah. She's like, he just broke his legs. What are you laughing about?
Ernie goes, it's pretty convenient going back to our singles on 8 Mile talk.
Yes.
He goes, it's pretty convenient Ryan has singles to go out on 8 Mile, but never has a dollar for bets with Jim.
That's a great point, Ernie. How is that? Line 3. Boot check. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Mike from Farmington.
Hey, buddy. Got your boots on?
Nope, I got my flip-flops on, shorts, T-shirt, in my Corvette, and I'm heading to Florida for 3 weeks.
We didn't hang up on you, so we get extra credit for that. Rolling to Florida. Okay, where are you going to be in Florida?
We're going to go to Sanibel Island.
All right.
Put my toes in the sand, drink a pina colada, and hope there's women running around there in grass skirts.
Okay. Again, that's what Ryan on 8 Mile. Same thing. Same wish. Yeah.
Yeah, same
there
thing.
Yeah. Same wish. It's the exact same wish, man. Well, have fun down there. Send us pictures.
Certainly will. Stay well, my friends.
You got it. Happy Thanksgiving. There he goes. I assume he's going to the airport.
I don't.
Is it dumb?
I don't know.
I'd assume he's going to the airport.
Yeah, you'd think, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Driving the vet all the way there, man.
Yeah, oof. Line 2. Boot check. Who's this?
It's Rich from Dearborn.
Our man Rich. How are you, buddy?
Not bad. I've had my boots on since 3 this morning.
What are you doing?
I drive a big 18-wheeler for CMAC out of Brownstown.
All right. So you're on the... How are the roads? Because coming in earlier this morning, man, there were nobody on the freeways.
Well, 275, of course, is nice and plugged up, and so is 14 because of construction there. But, yeah, they're a little lighter. Right. Later on, they're going to be crazy, though.
Yeah, everybody flying around where they got to go, right?
Yes, sir.
No, it's all those people that have those business meetings that just happen to be on their way home after 11 a.m. today. Those ones, right?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you guys, too. And, hey, Ryan, enjoy your big family.
Hey, I will. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You guys have a good turkey day.
You too. Bye.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Bye. Although technically, you're really just hosting Thanksgiving. Your mom's cooking everything.
Most of it. We got some stuff going on, but everything I say I'm going to cook, she takes.
Yeah, a box of stovetop and 2 liters of milk. That is about it, right? I got some Faygo and some stovetop. All right, 6:33. We got to get going here. Peter Wolf needs directions. That's your clue for reeling in the ears.
Good clue.
Thank you. I can clap and press buttons now. Genesis tickets up for grabs.
Nanu, what would you have to say to the people of the 21st century, huh?
Hey. Who wants to play?
Let's play Reeling in the Ears in Big Jim's house.
Are you reeling in the ears?
We've got 3 clips from 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year, and you will win Genesis tickets Monday night, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's coming up quick. Listen closely.
I must have got lost.
I was a civilian member of the space program for 12 years. I know how much things cost. Now, why am I worth a few million dollars, and what do I have to do for it?
There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time.
What a man. Okay. 248-398-9279. That's our house phone. What are they playing for exactly, Ryan Logan Jr. Esquire III?
We got those pair of tickets to see Genesis Monday night at Little Caesars Arena.
Well, like Phil Collins, or you know, do a big concert announce voice, or just kind of Genesis tickets? LCA Monday.
And it's going to be awesome!
That was good.
Are you reeling in the ears?
If you're just checking out the show, thanks for stopping by Big Jim's house. We appreciate you. And we play Reeling in the Ears right around 6:45 every weekday morning. Three clips from 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year, and you'll be a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I must have got lost.
I was a civilian member of the space program for 12 years. I know how much things cost. Now, why am I worth a few million dollars? And what do I have to do for it?
There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time.
Hey, good morning, Alex. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. What year are we looking for?
1974.
Well, play. Wait a minute, you knew all the details. Did you know it based on the song or the clue, or how did you nail all this?
The clue.
Okay, there we go. So we got, let me see, Muscat Lost, Jay Giles Band, $6 Million Man debuts on television, and Hank Aaron breaks the home run record. You're going to go see Genesis Monday night at LCA. Congratulations.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you very much.
You home for Thanksgiving or on the road? What are you doing?
I'm at home.
Okay.
Having my kids up.
Nice. Okay, so you got the kids over. Good, good, good. All right. Remember, turkey and Red Bull. They love that.
No, they're older, so they might drink Red Bull. I don't know.
Okay, turkey, Red Bull, and vodka, apparently. Okay, Alex, hold on, okay, bud?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, bud. We'll play again on Monday. We'll do that. Okay, 6:51, 10 minutes from now, our next qualifier for Sand in a Band. You get TSO tickets just for qualifying, and then the grand prize is a 3-day, 2-night trip to Banana Bay Resort and Marina in the Florida Keys. That's the sand part, and then the band is Billy Joel of Comerica. And we're going to draw for a winner later on today. So
tickets. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. So hang around with us. So you and Heidi, new house, first Thanksgiving there in your new home together as a married couple, and you got a kid on the way. And you're hosting Thanksgiving for the whole family.
Yes.
When I say hosting, I mean that in a literal sense, because it doesn't sound like you're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Who's taking over the...
My mom's doing a lot of the cooking. I mean, my wife, Heidi, gave everybody... Kind of broke things up. You know, you can bring this, you can bring that, blah, blah, blah. Because we have both sides coming in. And yesterday, we were over at my mom's because I had my turkey over there in her big old freezer. And I'm grabbing it, and I'm like, hey, Ma, I bought stuffing, and I got gravy, too, so I'll make that. Since we're doing a turkey, I might as well, you know, make those with it. She goes, oh, no. I got a bunch of stuffing, a bunch of gravy. You don't need to make that. And the next thing I know, she gives us a bag of 7,000 rolls that she found.
Okay.
So she gave us that. She's got plenty of cranberry. How do you... I'm like, she's cracking me up.
So she's kind of... She's momming the hell out of this.
Got all her gravy boats and serving spoons. I'm like, Mom, we have that stuff. It's all right. I'll just take these in case you need them.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So she's momming the hell out of this.
Oh, absolutely. It's like yesterday when we were talking, I'm like, well, this is going to be fun hosting it. Well, I guess co-hosting this.
You're
my co-host,
you
really are.
She's going to stand up and go, Happy Thanksgiving from my family. Oh, yeah, Ryan and Heidi are here. Anyway, I wonder if anybody's up cooking right now.
I'm sure she's getting the turkey ready because she's doing it earlier because they're bringing it over to our house. So she's got this whole plan of how she's going to cook it now and then,
reheat it later on.
I think she's like crock pot it, pot it with the juices. And
it's not even 7 o'clock the day before Thanksgiving. You want to bet a buck?
Oh, there's people getting things going.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now, you think there's somebody up cooking?
Wait a minute. Oh, I got a dollar in my backpack over there.
All right.
So
yeah,
I can
the
do
one
this
from yesterday, I gave you a dollar.
Oh,
248-9279 is our house phone. Is there anybody up cooking Thanksgiving food right now? I don't think so.
I think there's people getting stuff prepped for sure. Can I throw out another question?
Sure.
have a 22-pound turkey. How long do I need to cook it for?
About a half hour. It'll be fine.
Well, no. Everything you look up says like four and a half hours. My mom told me to start it at 7 in the morning. We're eating at like 4.
What, are you boiling it?
She said 8.
They have a hotline. You can just call them. They'll tell you what to do.
She's like, I've never cooked a turkey for under 7 hours. I'm like, I didn't realize. So I got to get up, get the barbecue going because I'm doing mine on my grill.
Yep.
So...
No, just half hour. You'll be fine. That's it. They have the Butterball Hotline. That's what it's for, dude.
I don't want to go through all that.
You mean dialing a number and talking to someone? You lazy ass? What are you talking about?
I don't do that, Jim, because I leave things up to the show so that we can engage with people.
Is that why you did put air in your tire for a month? Whatever. I don't know what's more full of stuffing, the bird or you, man. Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning, Big Jim and Ryan.
You're up cooking?
Yep. Pumpkin pie's done. Got my stuffing. Working on my stuffing.
That's insane. Everybody's getting it going.
Okay, fine.
Woo!
So, wait a minute. You make your own stuffing?
I do. I toast the bread. I season the bread. And, yep, I do.
Okay. All right. Now we're really hungry.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
What time are we coming over for Thanksgiving tomorrow, Kathy?
Noon. Everything starts at noon. I got granola pie, I got fudge, pumpkin pie, apple crisp.
What turkey, was
stuffing?
Granola pie?
Granola pie. Oprah 2004.
Oh, look at her sourcing that material. I love that. Kathy, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Congrats, Ryan, on the baby.
Thank you.
Well, actually, congrats his mom, because she seems to be in charge of everything for the next couple days. Okay.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Just suck on your co-hosting.
There it is.
I can't wait for my mom to stand up at the table and go, I'm Liz Logan, there's Ryan Logan to my left.
Right, to my left. What's the key word for Thanksgiving, Ryan?
Every time everybody leaves, she's going to go, there they go.
Shut up. I'm working on that. Wow. Bye, Kathy.
Bye. Have a great Thanksgiving, guys. All right.
Better at it. She opened your presents on Christmas. Dave.
Hello?
Hey, man. You cooking?
No. Actually, you owe him another dollar. My wife started cooking yesterday.
Yesterday?
Pies, right?
She went to Blake's Apple Orchard. She got fresh apples. And yesterday, she started peeling, seasoning them with the cinnamon and everything yesterday. And then got up and started making them at 6:30 this morning.
Holy right, crap.
Hold on.
Oh, it's okay. I don't need to take your money.
There you go. It's $2. And I bought him breakfast this morning. Hey! This is an expensive show, man. Dave, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. You guys have a great one also. And love your show.
Thank you, man. There it goes. Yep. See, I said it. Jerry.
How we doing, guys?
We're wonderful. Happy Thanksgiving. So go ahead.
Happy Thanksgiving, you too. Yeah, my mom probably started yesterday. She's the pie queen. She would make pumpkin pies, apple pies, and mincemeat pies.
Oh, God, I love mincemeat pies.
What is that?
You've never had a mincemeat pie?
Never heard it's magical. Of that.
Oh, man. Trust me. Her two brothers, they would travel, or she would have to make special ones. And she probably also made small tarts as well.
Wow.
So I'll be up there tomorrow in West Branch enjoying some good country cooking and her pies.
Man, that's fantastic. Jerry, have a great Thanksgiving. Say hi to everyone for us, okay?
You too. And once again, Semper Fi, fair winds and falling seas to you guys.
There he goes.
Let's keep those people that are in harm's way still in our prayers for tomorrow.
I spent 2 Thanksgivings underwater.
Wow.
And it's a weird vibe when you're deployed. Jerry knows. When you're not home, it's a very strange day. It's hard for a lot of military men and women tomorrow. It's a tough day tomorrow.
I spent 18 months in Botswana at the American Embassy as a Marine security guard there. And that was a lot of birthdays, holidays, family get-togethers. So I tell people, you want to make a service member's day, bring them over and have them give them a home-cooked meal.
Amen.
Yep.
100%, dude. 100%. Yep. Jerry. Semper Fi. Cop a feel, and the weird wedding gets weirder. We'll explain. Okay. We're talking turkey here in the studio. You're smoking the turkey tomorrow. Got it on the grill?
Yes.
You're asking how long you got to cook it?
Yeah, because we were going back and forth. The stuff I looked up on Google, this being my first turkey that I've actually done myself, I'm like, how long does it take? But what internet says and what other people are telling me is way different.
It's got the little pop-up thing in it.
I thought you had to buy those.
Little set. You know what? I could give you crap about it, but honestly, who? I don't know. When you first come to Turkey, you don't know.
I've never paid attention. I've just sat down and ate what, you know, everybody made.
Have you got one of them digital thermometers when you smoke stuff on there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll throw that in there. But I was talking to my stepdad yesterday. I'm like, man, where do you find those pop-up temp things at? I was like, I was running around Meijer. I was asking people for them. I didn't realize they come in the turkey.
And they're thinking like a thermometer. So they're probably going to go, no, the little one.
Yeah, I'm like, the little one, it goes, it's in the turkey. When it's done. Yeah, smart stuff.
Take the neck and the packet out of the inside of it, though. Please make sure you do that.
Oh, yes, I do know that.
Okay, just checking. All right, CSX Files coming up next. Well, as we get ready for Thanksgiving, I wanted to play something special in honor of your first turkey.
Oh, okay.
It's a Thanksgiving song from the perspective of the turkeys.
Huh.
Yeah, it's classic rock. This is going to be stuck in your head all day.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I was living for a while in the freezer aisle. Sentenced to death without a trial. That's where I was found, sold by the pound. And tortured in the oven till my skin was turning brown. Pass the butter, pass the coke. But more importantly, so you don't choke, pour some gravy on me. Dear kids and wife, I think you're a nut, 'cause you eat stuffing from my butt.
Okay, is that in your head now?
Oh.
Cool. You're going to be singing that all day tomorrow. And if you missed it this time, we're going to play again.
Now,
strange things are afoot in the Circle K.
Big Jim's house goes deep into the world of weird. It's time to open the CSX Files.
If you miss any of the CSX Files, text us. The keyword is
file.
F-I-L-E. We'll send you a link and you can subscribe there because we do them different times during the day. I had the story back in Brazil. Back in September from Brazil. Brazilian supermodel Cris Galera. She married herself in September. Remember this? The only person she could love is herself.
Right.
So she wound up marrying herself.
Yes.
She wants a divorce.
Oh, no.
From herself because she's fallen in love with someone else. We do have the way she was introduced at the wedding.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Okay, yeah.
This poor girl, that's a whole bag.
So she tells the paper in Brazil, I was happy while it lasted. I started to believe in love the moment I met someone else special. So, there you go. She is divorcing herself and is going to have a real relationship with another human being. In related news, Ryan would like to announce a divorce from his right hand. Yeah! What?
Moving on.
Second story?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to feel bad for this girl, our buddy Nicole. She's from Florida.
Yeah.
So you know it's going to be weird to start. But she got caught by an undercover cop selling meth a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So she got thrown in jail, booked, processed, all that stuff, then released. She's got to go back to court, and she needs lawyers. But she needs money for those lawyers. So she went out and just got another job to pay for these lawyer fees. But it ended up, now this time she was selling fentanyl. So
she got busted for selling drugs, and she figured she was going to sell more drugs to pay for her legal bills to get out of the drug dealing thing.
Yeah, the cop saw it fall out of her pocket, and when he asked her what she was doing, she said, I'm just trying to make some money to pay for my legal fees for my other drug possession. Hey, if you know how to do one thing good, stick to it, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not agreeing with you on this story. What are you talking about? Major League Baseball players did that for 20 years. Right. What are you talking about, man? You can't take steroids. Right. You just got tested positive for steroids.
Right.
Last time. Swear to God. Okay. Good Florida story. I got one that might be better.
Ooh, all right.
Florida couple, they're pulled over by police and run out of the car because this one guy was driving with a suspended license. The officer ordered them to leave their car and then offered to drive them to a nearby gas station where they could make other arrangements to get home. Very nice thing to do.
Yeah.
While seated in the back of the patrol car, Summer Watkins tells Jordan, baby, we should record an OnlyFans video back here.
Ooh.
Watkins asked the officer multiple times if she could do some sexual acts with Noah in the back of the car. Cop goes, no, no, no. Police officer temporarily walks away from the car. The couple gets busy. She records it on her phone. Do you know how police found out about this?
They saw it on OnlyFans.
Not only that, but there is a prisoner compartment camera. So when they got back to check their footage at the end of their run, whoa!
Oh!
Oh, yeah, they got after it.
They went, hey, Mike!
Yeah.
Come
actually,
here.
No, that footage is gone. Yeah, no one's ever going to find that again. They were arrested, by the way. They were arrested with a lewd and lascivious behavior, breach of peace, and exposure of sexual organs.
Ooh.
There you go.
That's a weird one to be charged with.
In the backseat of a cop car.
All right.
It definitely topped. Does that top the Mile High Club?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. Yeah, I'm kind of leaning that way with this one here.
I didn't even know it was a two-camera shoot, too, man.
Right. Was that what it was? Oh, you're looking at the technical aspects of this thing?
Yeah.
Wow, pretty neat. How'd they do that one?
Yeah, close up and wide.
Do you ever do anything like that on your OnlyFans?
No.
Not that we're aware of?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I just eat things into a mic. Have you seen that? Never mind. Have you seen those videos?
No.
They turn up the gain on their microphones and then eat like...
I think I'd rather watch two people have sex in the back of a cop car. If I'm being totally honest, that's kind of where... I was about to say where my mind is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, gotta do it.
We gotta do that. Alice's Restaurant tomorrow? Yes. 10 a.m., 4 p.m. You got it. And then Friday is Record Store Day.
Oh, wow.
In the midst of all this. Let me see if I got this here. Hold on. Now, these are things you can only get. There's going to be 150 special releases hitting record stores on Friday. RecordStoreDay.com if you need to know.
Yeah.
This is one for all our classic rock fans, though. Aerosmith, 1971, The Road Starts Here, H-E-A-R. It's on LP and cassette. So they'll have the number one cassette in the country.
Oh, that's cool.
Here's what's crazy about this. This is from the rehearsal room in 1971. Joe Perry recorded this on a tape recorder. Let me get this out of the way. This is moving out.
Edge of town, where we all live, ain't a soul around. People start coming, all we do is just a grin. Well, we gotta move out, cause the city's moving in. I said, we gotta move out, cause the city's moving in.
Wait, this is a rehearsal.
I need a maybe I can go to. No one knows the way but maybe me. Nobody goes there, nobody shows where, nobody knows where you can find me.
How cool is that? It's awesome.
Yeah. So that's their version. That is actually on Joe Perry's tape recorder.
That's crazy.
In 1971. They put it on vinyl, they have it on a cassette. And then we kind of forgotten about this. We get the whole thing with the Beatles tomorrow, Saturday, Friday, and Saturday. Peter Jackson on Disney Plus was given a bunch of the footage from Get Back towards the end of the Beatles' run.
Right.
The rooftop concert?
Yeah.
Peter Jackson, the guy that did Lord of the Rings, that whole trilogy, huge fan. It's like 70 hours of footage they gave.
Wow.
Now, a lot of people are saying when you watch this, it will change your perspective on the breakup of the Beatles in a positive way. That they were having more fun than we all
hated each other. And Yoko couldn't be in the same room with Linda and rah, 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 rah.
Well, for Beatles fans, this is going to be closure, right? You can finally see a little bit of how it really went down at the end.
Right. And it wasn't as bad as even McCartney said it wasn't as bad as
everybody
remembered.
Thought.
Yeah. So here's a little bit. I love this stuff. This is from The Rooftop. The Rooftop concert. Yeah. They remastered it, kind of cleaned it up a little bit.
Get back to
is. Okay.
It's pretty sweet.
I don't know that I've heard it like that. So anyway, all that just to tell you, there's a lot of classic rock going on the next couple days, man. Again, Aerosmith and Record Store Friday. It'll be 1971. The Road Starts Here. H-E-A-R. Sorry. LP and cassette. And then the Beatles thing starts tomorrow. Jim's house. Kick off the weekend with Glenn Frey and Party Town. It's a Wednesday, yeah, but kind of put a bow on the Thanksgiving week for a lot of people today. So what the hell?
Yep.
We'll do that. We got Battle of the Burbs Wednesday coming up. We still got Red Wings tickets to do. What's going on? Did we post Adam Sandler?
Yes. Keyword is turkey.
Okay. The original version of the Thanksgiving Day song.
Yeah, the
from
original.
From SNL, not the live concert one. So I was thinking about this on the way into work this morning. You could talk for hours about Christmas movies, right? I mean, you could rattle off 20 of them, 10 of them, 100 of them. Other than Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, is there a Thanksgiving movie?
I can't think of anything.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is him trying to get home for Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving, right.
Is there another one? 248-398-9279. I don't know. We're honestly asking. We don't know the answer to this.
No, I don't think there is.
Is there a Thanksgiving movie? Because like Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song, that is the Thanksgiving song.
Right.
I mean, there's...
I don't think... I don't know.
All right. Well, we're contemplating on this morning. Again, if you want to watch the Adam Sandler one, the original... You just need someone to put you in a good mood this morning.
Yeah.
Text us. The keyword is
turkey.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat the turkey like a good boy should. Cause it's turkey to eat so good. A turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat turkey in a big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey, turkey D, turkey, turkey dap. I eat the turkey and I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with the gravy and the cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that with strawberry. Turkey for you and a turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave the girl BD. A gobble gobble ducky. I used to go to camp at Lake Winnipesaukee. Come on, Kevin.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Okay.
A turkey for me and a turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in a big brown shoe. Turkey leads me, a turkey leads up. And sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey with the girls and a turkey with the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, gee, and a gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey could only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Turkey, by the way. If you want to watch a video, again, put you in a good place. Speaking of turkey, Alice's Restaurant, you got to have that tomorrow, 10 a.m., 4 p.m., right here on CSX. So I was asking, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, I know that's a Thanksgiving movie. You ever seen it?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, great movie.
What are we missing? What are the Thanksgiving movies? We know all the Christmas movies, like, for example, Die Hard. Judy, welcome into Big Jim's house. You got one for us? Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi. So what's a good Thanksgiving movie?
It's called Home for the Holidays. It's got Robert Downey Jr. in it, Holly Hunter, Anne Bancroft.
Whoa.
A wonderful story about a wonderful dysfunctional family.
And it's a Thanksgiving story, though.
Oh, yeah. They they get together for Thanksgiving.
Okay. You've heard of this one, Ron?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay, Home for the Holidays. That's on the list. Judy, have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi. Well, you got a Thanksgiving movie for us?
Yes, it's Dutch.
Is that Ed O'Neill?
Yes.
I've never seen the movie, but I know of it. That's a Thanksgiving movie.
Yes.
Okay. Is it worth the watch?
Yes.
One
very
year.
Very funny.
Very funny. It's got a little feel to it, a little bit of pulling at the heartstrings.
They're trying to get home for Thanksgiving.
Okay. One year, my friend Tim Jones put on a Pulp Fiction after Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was a very strange Thanksgiving. Have a great Thanksgiving, Amanda.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Someone texted in a Pauly Shore movie.
Yeah, 313 texted in Son-in-Law.
Where he goes to the farm?
Yes, I always thought it was he went back with her for Christmas break, but no, it's for Thanksgiving break.
No.
And he goes back.
We love Son-in-Law in our house.
Yeah, crawl,
that's like
man.
One of our, what's up, buddy? We're hanging out with the pigs, feeding them the kids. Good with the kicker, buddy. Love Son-in-Law. Okay, you and I agree on that movie.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Kathy and I, we love that movie.
What a pull.
Wow. Son-in-Law is a Thanksgiving movie. Mongoose is looking at us going, what the hell are you talking about? It's Pauly Shore. Nobody partner, body corn. You got the nugs on the mom. Right? Is that, that's the one when it goes to the square dance? Sup, buddy. Bob.
Yeah.
Welcome into Big Jim's house. A Thanksgiving movie?
Yeah. Well, you got the classic Miracle on 34th Street, where it starts at Thanksgiving and goes through to Christmas.
It does?
Oh, I'll be honest. I've never watched that movie.
The original?
Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah, it starts off there at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Wow. Nice connection. Would have never made that connection, man. Bob, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye. Doesn't matter. We're watching Son-in-Law tomorrow at the house. Are you kidding me? What's up, buddy?
Oh, Andrew's throwing one in here. Oh, this is a Christmas thing. You mentioned Die Hard. No matter what, it's a Christmas movie.
I know what's coming.
Yep, the Lethal Weapon's got to be then, too.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Alice's Restaurant is also a movie. Someone texted in Grumpy Old Man.
Oh, is that a... I know that movie. I didn't know that that's Thanksgiving.
Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau was in it.
Yes.
Burgess Meredith. That's a Thanksgiving movie?
Huh, I'll have to look at that one.
All right.
Love it. People are just texting in. Lines from Son-in-Law now.
I'm telling you, it's one of those cult movies. It's underneath, buddy.
This is like chickens. You guys have chickens? I love chickens. Are they extra crispy or original recipe?
What's up,
such a
buddy?
Funny joke.
Buddy with Son-in-Law. I actually know Pauly. I should text him.
Let's do it. Oh, I love Pauly Shore, man.
That man. Yeah, I'm sure Pauly Shore is up at 5 o'clock in the morning in Los Angeles.
No, he's up, in Vegas now. He lives in Vegas.
Why are you calling him waking me up, buddy? What are you doing? You kick off the weekend with some Glenn Frey and some Bart down. Do we have to quit talking like this? The Energy Music Theater, December 9th. The event runs through January 1st. 313 presents Ticketmaster.com to purchase your pass. Trust me, you're going to want to go. You and Heidi got to get out there, dude. It's cool.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Get out of it. There's Timmy Hortons right around the corner. Grab yourself a coffee. Bada bing, bada boom. We got everyone? Everybody ready to go?
I'm ready.
You give us our turkey gobble. Okay, someone did it. That's cool. Mark, Eastside. How are you, Mark?
Art.
Okay.
My bad, Art.
All right, yeah. Manju's drinking weird drinks this morning. Yes. I don't know what's going on. Art. Okay, Nora, you're representing Downriver. Hi, Nora.
Hey.
You'll yell out down. Make sure if you're on a speakerphone, got to be extra loud. And Justin. Hi, Justin.
What's going on, Dad?
You are. You represent Westside. You'll yell out west if you know the answer. 2 out of 3 wins. Manju, the mongoose, to our right. Get the bullhorn.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, he's the judge and jury. And Ryan and I have the questions. Are you ready, baby?
I'm ready.
Aw.
I'm ready.
It's so sweet. Here we go. Question number one. Oh, we'll get into that later. Question number one. What turkey brand has its own Thanksgiving helpline?
Wes.
Justin, what's the answer?
Butterball.
Butterball.
Yes. Yes.
side yes. with one question number deuce.
Number two, what part of the turkey do you break for good luck?
West.
West.
Yeah. Justin for the win.
Wishbone.
There it is. All right. You're going to Magic of Lights, man. Nice. I'm sorry. Art and Nora, that was tough. You guys both have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
That's nice. There they go. Justin, give us a West Side.
West Side?
That was quick.
Yeah, it was.
Still to come, we have to discuss the game. Not the Lions game tomorrow. The game on Saturday. I got an idea for a little prop bet. Since I'm doing the Lions Lost Food Toss, if the Lions lose to the Bears, I get hit with Thanksgiving leftovers on Monday.
Right.
But you're the skin slappy here in the studio.
Yeah.
You're the Wolverine. I got an idea.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
okay.
I got a good idea.
Okay.
Are you willing to let the listeners decide if it's a good idea?
Yeah. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
So if they decide it's a good idea, then...
We'll go to it. Okay.
10 minutes. First Bears game, I decided to put my face where my mouth is and said the Lions will win, or you can slap me in the face with some food that is, you know, relatable or... whatever the word I'm looking for. It's from their area. So Chicago deep dish pizza from Pizza Popolis. Got that slap. Cincinnati chili. Guacamole from Los Angeles. Philly cheesesteaks. Brownies from the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
So we're up to $3,000 raised.
Yeah, that's
for
a good,
Gleaners Food
that's
Bank.
A good part. That's what it's all for.
So our friends at Kroger decided to make it interesting. So when the Lions lose, Gleaner still wins. So we're going with Thanksgiving leftovers on Monday. If the Lions lose tomorrow, we'll do that.
Yeah, it only makes sense, right?
So I got a little prop bet. Because I've been the one putting my face in this. Oh, by the way, those Primanti Brothers sandwiches, we did that.
Oh, yes.
For Pittsburgh. I forgot about those. So, you're obviously a huge Michigan fan. Anyone listens to the show knows Ryan bleeds blue. How about this for a prop bet? And you guys decide if this is a good one. If Michigan wins on Saturday, you get to slap me twice on Monday. You get two separate leftovers. One for the game, one for the Lions game, if they lose.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, I'm in.
So doubling your odds. However, comma, if by some weird chance Ohio State wins, if that happens... You have to hang an Ohio State ornament on the front of your Christmas tree this season. 248-398-9279. Good bet, bad bet. Should Ryan take this bet? You're going to hit me twice on Monday.
And I don't get anything thrown in my face?
None.
Just the ornament?
Mm-hmm. An Ohio State ornament has to hang on your tree. The front of the tree. You're not doing the around back, bury the one that your aunt gave you. Okay?
Okay.
248-398-9279. Good bet, bad bet. What should Ryan do?
That's a pretty good bet.
Okay, Bones thinks you should get hit in the face.
Yeah, Bones wants to hit me in the face with a pumpkin pie. No, I mean, I like it. I like the bet.
I'll do it. You're in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. This is dangerous. We're getting a couple people on the phone here. By the way, if we're going to get pumped up for Michigan, Ohio State, and I honestly hope that I lose this bet because I want Michigan desperately to beat Ohio State.
Right.
I really do. If you've never seen the Bill Bonds Channel 7 rant about Ohio State and Michigan back in the day, it is one of the greatest pieces of television you'll ever see. The key word is...
Bonds.
B-O-N-D-S.
Yes.
And he took them both to task.
Michigan, Ohio State. The Wolverines, the Buckeyes. The maize and the blue, the scarlet and the gray. Two great universities. Two great academic and athletic traditions. The big game. Frankly, it is a tragedy that millions of grown men and women, boys and girls, in these two great states spend so much time, so much energy... on something as ferociously distorted as a college football game, when our schools, our cities, our young people, the elderly, are in their respective crises. How can educated men and women of conscience and value so publicly value and cynically dedicate themselves, almost give their lives, to an afternoon of organized violence, a vicious game played by spoiled, oversized, overrated young men who are glorified because they're a little bigger, a little faster, and somewhat more physically coordinated, but innately more cruel and vicious than the average college-age American male. This game, this violent insult, that has two great states, two great universities groveling, kneeling, praying, adoring at the twin altars of the almighty dollar and the glorified jock, while the real problems of our society are ignored, pinpoints not only what is wrong with America, but points out and zeroes in on the cynicism of the American news media. Journalists who have also sold out, assassinated their credo, their objectivity by becoming fans of their home teams. Fans from the word fanatic. So much for objectivity. To sum up my commentary in two words, go blue.
You gotta see the video. Wait.
See, Doris.
And not to be
Jerry,
outdone, this says Jerry. Go Bucks. That's the best I could do for now.
We'll see at 11.
I forgot Robbie Timmons is an Ohio State fan.
Yeah.
Did she go there or something? Anyway.
She wrote Go, yeah, Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. The keyword, of course, is
Bonds.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So we got a bet. If Ohio State wins on Saturday, you could smack me at least, it could be twice on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like it.
If the Buckeyes win, you got to hang an Ohio State ornament on your Christmas tree. Rich, is this a good bet or a bad bet?
I think it's a heck of a good bet. You know, hey, you've been getting all the stuff in your face for your team.
Yes.
His team, he should put that ornament on his tree if they lose.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Thank you, Rich. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Good bet.
Yeah, it's a good bet. It's a good bet. Even if Ohio State wins, you still got a 50-50.
Okay.
So
you got one more chance based on the fact that I'm banking on one of the apps. The lines still concerns me for tomorrow, but so it's a good bet.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Jeff. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Joe.
Hey, Jim.
Is it a good bet?
First of all, Ryan, go blue.
Yes, amen, sir.
Second of all, it's a great bet. All you got to do is hang that ornament, take a picture, and then take it down.
No, now, you don't Jim know.
If Jim wants to get nasty, he could get a Buckeye, put a string around it, and you got to wear that around your neck for a month.
Ooh.
I've got some, too. I've got a big jar of them. They're Wolverine snacks.
He started out helping me. Snacks. Don't help him now.
Okay. All right, Joe. Happy Thanksgiving, bud.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
All right. Bye. But you guys are part of our lives. Hopefully, we're a little part of yours every morning. So we really do appreciate this keyword card. You having fun opening these?
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. I got one right here.
Get it. C-A-R-D is the keyword. 248-398-9279.
Oh, this one's in the shape of a present.
Oh, that's a very fancy
Merry
card.
Merry Christmas. It is.
Oh,
it is.
Someone went top shelf, Muffy.
For Christmas.
Is it a gift card?
Yes. Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That was written in there.
Figured that was written in there?
Yeah. To all WCSX staff, peace, love, and happiness. May all the gifts of your wonderful season be yours. I love Big Jim's house and Over Easy. A little shout out there. Chef.
Nice.
This one is from Clifton. Let me get this last name right. Clifton Tuggle.
Hi, Clifton.
Thank you.
Let me get one here. Keyword card. Yes, we're the people that open up the Christmas presents way too long. Got three snowmen at the mailbox on the front.
Oh, nice.
Nice card. Dear WCSX family, hope this holiday season finds you all kinds of merry moments to smile about. Merry Christmas, the Ross Box. Bill, Agnes, Vanessa, did I say that right? And Shane. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You got one more?
Okay. Yeah.
Go
this one is, man.
This is a fancy
person
one?
Wanted to make sure nobody got in this one. It's all taped up. There we go.
Okay.
Got it. Merry Christmas to you. Nice little tree on the front.
Green. That'll go up in the window right there. Keyword
big,
card.
Big Jim and Ryan and the whole WCSX crew, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you. The Mitchells, Sterling Heights.
Hi, Mitchells.
One more.
Hopefully, you know, you guys realize how much fun we have opening these. And you'll like our card, too. It came out really good.
Yeah.
Keyword card. All right, that's old school legit right there. Just Santa?
Nice.
Legit. Great card. Big Jim and Ryan, remembering you this Christmas with a wish for all the merriest things. Have a wonderful Christmas and a blessed new year. I listen to Big Jim's house every day. Love your show. Congrats to Ryan and Heidi. Kathy Holden. What a great card.
Awesome. Thank you, Kathy.
All right. Those are all going up on the wall here. Keyword card. 248-398-9279.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.